discussion to the higher plane. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. We're here to pay tribute today, as has been previously reported. The stations around the country, they're paying attention to the anniversary, the remembrance of John F. Kennedy being killed in this state in 1963, 50 years ago. And the cornball way of looking at this is to ask people what they remember about that day. For Jennifer and Ken, it'll be nothing.
No. Wasn't in existence.
No. So what about for people who are not, I mean, we'll get two distinct groups here. People that remember it vividly, like I do, or people who have no remembrance of the actuality of the event, like Kenny and Jennifer. So how do you pay attention to this? Is this much ado about nothing for you? I mean, if you listen to any of the radio stations, whether it be in Los Angeles, whether it be San Diego, whether it be Dallas, Boston, wherever, the programming today, a lot of it will be about the essence of what happened
and
that
TV
day.
TV all month has been about this.
Yeah, well, the television is just, that's what TV does. I think the sincere way of dealing with this is on one day like today. That's why I haven't dealt with it earlier this week. But I do think that it needs some time. So, but I don't know that I want to define or can define what that time is or is about. The story, people know the story. Although every time you turn around,
really.
There's another...
Yeah, there's versions of the story.
Right. We have, what was it, earlier today, Kenny, you were listening to a fellow talk about actually getting shot from a stray bullet. And nobody, I don't remember hearing that story before. Yesterday, we heard the story about the rifle, the Secret Service person in the Cadillac, the Cadillac convertible that was behind the president. When he heard the shots, he stood up and grabbed his rifle, and the car stopped like on a dime, and he lost his balance, and the gun went off, and that's the story. Some people say that's how Kennedy was killed, because the rifle shot came out of the Secret Service gun.
But then the question would be, why did someone shoot him?
Why did somebody shoot Kennedy?
Yeah, why did Harvey Oswald shoot him, and then why did he say he was a patsy?
Well, I think talking about why he was shot is probably a worthwhile exercise to compare and contrast the thinking in Texas, Louisiana, many of the southern states then versus today.
Because he was a Catholic?
He was Catholic was one of the reasons, because he was considered to be a liberal. Eastern liberals didn't make it in the South, and in many instances they don't today. What's the difference in thinking? In the major cities of Texas, it's different than in some of the outlying areas of Texas. I would dare say, I think that's a statement that bears fruit. There are a number of stations that carry this program. I'm thinking about the folks that I know in Brownwood, where I've been a couple of times, up in Amarillo, El Paso, although El Paso is sort of a different fabric. And so it's one thing to not like politicians because of their party affiliation. Heavens, there are people that I don't know if I would say I don't like them, but I wouldn't vote for them because of their philosophy. And is the philosophy of Democrats different than the philosophy of Republicans? Yeah. But today, I don't like the philosophy of most any of them, one party or the other. But there's this lingering, and you know, if you're really honest with yourself, those of you who live in Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi, even parts of Florida, I think, Georgia, Carolinas, Kentucky, you can go across the Mid-South to the Southeast, and you will find these pockets, and they're pretty large, of people who have no tolerance for anything that has to do with what goes on north of the Mason-Dixon. It's still that way. It still is that way. And the Kennedy family, privileged, moneyed, liberal, all the things that many people didn't like then and don't like now. There are many people who are saying today under their breath, no big deal. Kennedy was no good anyway. None of the Kennedys were any good. Look at Teddy Kennedy. Teddy Kennedy wasn't John Kennedy, and he wasn't Robert Kennedy. He did have a different way of, I guess, moving himself around. Kennedy, as a president, John F. Kennedy, as I've said any number of times, and I don't feel I wasn't old enough to vote anyway, so I wouldn't have voted. But if I had been old enough to vote, I would have voted for Nixon.
Right.
Having said that, Kennedy did an excellent job. He was
Kennedy,
a good
president. He was a charismatic leader. I mean, he didn't really get a chance. Yeah,
he had good people around him. He was smart.
He didn't get a chance for even to be judged as a as a bad president or a good president. It was sad. But I will say that you can say what you want to about the Kennedys, but they were business people. That was it. They had a very sharp bottom line. A lot of people get rubbed the wrong way by people who have that ingrained in them. But the father was like a business guy. You know, he was making deals, cutting deals.
The father was a crook, a cheat, a liar, and a miserable human being.
There you go.
And whether that rubbed off, he controlled their lives, all of them, the men, the women that grew up around him.
Mm-hmm.
He had decided that his son, Joe Jr., was going to be president. The problem was he was killed in World War II, so that didn't work. So who was next in line? John. So John got pushed into the situation, ran for Congress, won the Senate race. He didn't have, he ran every time. It kind of reminded me of Bill Clinton. Everything he ran for, he started young, ran for stuff,
sure,
won, and just kept going. So there are a lot of things that people will say about Kennedy, a good riddance.
People say that.
Oh, absolutely they will say
you
that.
Think
are you
so?
Kidding? Absolutely. There are people in this parts of this country
that
are so full of hatred,
there.
Just so full of anger. And what bugs me is the continuing focus or use of the term conservatives. Conservatives didn't like the Kennedys because they were liberal.
Well, that's okay. You can
like
the Kennedys because they're liberal or
it's
too
not
liberal
okay
for
because
your
the use of the word conservative is an abomination. That isn't what conservative means. And that word has been hijacked by people who are, in many instances, completely numb when it comes to values, when it comes to understanding what the
So then what word would you use to describe people on the more on the right?
Well, that's what I would use. I don't like liberal. I don't like conservative because I don't think it applies anymore. I think you're on the left or you're on the right, and I think that is defined by the use of those terms. I think people know what you're saying. When somebody's on the right, and there are different degrees of being on the left and or the right, the extremes on the left and or the right just don't work. But
exactly.
Yeah,
I think if you went to a young person and you said, I'm on the right or I'm on the left, they wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Don't
That's
you think?
Mean. No, I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't travel in that circle. If I'd say that to my daughter or my son, they'd know what I was talking about.
Right, because they're
your age.
Smart. They're in their late 30s.
Yeah.
But I think if you go to a 20-something, I think the reason we have to use those terms now is because I think a lot of younger people don't pick up on that. And I think it's a sad thing. That's a failure of our society. But
failure of education.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, look at where we've gone. That's interesting. The 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination is something to pay a lot of attention to, and the radio will be full of some of the great audio. And as a matter of fact, in a few moments, we have the announcement from the announcement from the ABC radio reporter. We'll have that for you in a moment, who actually announced on the air that the president had been shot. 888-302-3684. Kenny will give you what's on facebook.com/Good Day Show and at Good Day Show on Twitter. Meanwhile, speaking of giving you things, I'm going to give you the gift of brightness, the gift of a good smile, the gift of something that many people sadly don't have anymore, and that is white teeth and a pleasant smile. So many people have let their teeth go for whatever the reason. Some people tell you, well, I don't have dental insurance. I can't afford to get my teeth cleaned, so I don't go to the dentist. Which, sad and ignorant, but true, because they don't realize, because they weren't taught in biology or botany or, not botany, you wouldn't be taught that in botany, but you would be taught it in hygiene, biology, about how the fate of your teeth will basically determine the fate of your gums, and the fate of your gums may determine your entire health history. So if you let your teeth go and they are yellow and disgusting and just because maybe you smoke too much or you have had too much tea and coffee over your life, too much wine, anything that would stain those teeth, and if you don't keep them clean, you're just asking for it. So that's why I'm suggesting you try Power Swabs. Power Swabs is the world's first tooth detergent, clinically proven to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. This is a breakthrough clinically. What happens is the people who discovered this, the dentist who actually worked with his team, they found out that coconut oil has cleansing agents in it, and that's what they're using. No bleaches, No chemicals, no sandpaper, no emollient, none of that stuff. It's all natural, and it works. Boy, does it work. So if you tend to set your goals high, call this number now, 800-865-7602. Determine that you want to have a stain-free smile, and you want to use the ultra-whitening power of Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. You may call that number right now, and they'll give you free shipping. If you mention Doug Steffen, a free stain-out whitening quick stick that you can carry with you when you want to have the touch-up stuff that makes your teeth look sparkly as you go into an important meeting. 800-865-7602. Power Swabs works to whiten your teeth magnificently. 800-865-7602.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite Brewing System, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
888-302-3684. The great things, sad things, these memorials to JFK. Well, the good thing is it pushes George Zimmerman off of the...
Good for him, right?
Front page.
Yeah.
Get rid of Martin Bashir. Get him off the front page. Get the Toronto mayor, that miserable cretin, off of the front page. Let's see here. Obamacare, gonzo. They think that the situation is going to change on Monday, folks. It'll all be back.
Yes, it will.
But for today, I think we ought to, for the most part, forget about that and spend most of our time on the JFK remembrance, if you don't mind, for anyone after the hour.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything. everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Sound like an old curmudgeon, maybe, the screams.
And on their behalf, you know there's going to be screams. So if you don't like
I'm not the audience, apparently. I'd like to know, I'd actually be very interested in finding new talent. I think that I've supported that on this program,
yeah,
my musical entertaining talent, new businesses, that kind of stuff. But the need the producers seem to have, and these are probably kids in their 20s and 30s, to have these screaming kids in the background, I must not be the audience, because I don't know anybody who's my age or younger, even your age, that wants to listen to all these kids yell and scream. I can't hear these people perform. Honestly. One Direction.
Top of my lawn.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yes.
Really?
Because you know every day. Every day you say I hate.
I do, because I don't say I hate, but I can't stand not hearing what the talent is trying to present so that you can judge what it's all about. All you hear is this damn screaming.
In the live shows, you're going to hear that. It can't be like you can hear a pin drop, because then it seems like they're not
popular.
But
there are plenty of other live
production
entertainment shows that they're not screaming. It's just annoying. Maybe we should just stop playing this.
I think that we should either not say that again, or we should stop playing it. I tell you that with love.
Either that.
With that band, One Direction.
It's huge.
They're going to have.
You have no idea.
They're going to have what, Kenny?
They're going to have the screaming girls wherever they play.
Yeah, they were. I understand. This is a pop group.
Yeah.
And they're going to have that sort of thing. It just seems to me that isn't really. I probably shouldn't have applied it to One Direction. I should just apply it to the people who are struggling to get attention so that they get
You're
the right
about
attention.
About the people like on the X Factor, or
yeah, well, that's what it is. That's from the X Factor. I want
but
the contestants to be able to surface so we can actually hear them and give them a fair shot. You can't with all that racket.
To put this in context, so One Direction is for a current 12-year-old, what the Beatles were in the 60s. I hate to. I
12-year-olds in the 60s. Thank you.
I know that you are all flipping in your grave when I liken One Direction to the Beatles, but. You know what I mean? For a 12-year-old, it's a big deal.
All right. They shouldn't have 12-year-olds in the audience.
Hormones are raging.
888-302-3684. All right, well, let's calm people down. These are four segments from last night's monologues on the late-night fun shows. Conan and Jay Leno and David Letterman and Jimmy Fallon laughing with us. We with them.
The Vatican in the news. The Vatican is trying to rein in its finances. trying to get costs under control. Yeah. It's so bad, next week Pope Francis is going to see what he can get for the Holy Grail on Antiques Roadshow. Looking it over. He's going to be like, come on, it's the Holy Grail. I don't know, $600.
Well, this is kind of scary. Authorities believe Al-Qaeda may be in Kentucky. An Al-Qaeda sleeper cell. They said the head of the sleeper cell in Kentucky is a man called Billy Bob Bin Laden. Billy Bob Bin Laden. Well, the good thing, you know, I'm going to get letters if I do this. But I don't care because I got 2 months left. No, the good thing.
Good for you.
Good thing about having Al-Qaeda in Kentucky is you don't have to worry about any shoe bombers. You know, see, that's... And look at this. The main thing is that when Al-Qaeda in Kentucky, when one of them dies, they don't get the 72 virgins. They get 72 cousins. It's totally different.
The American Association of Retail Shoppers has asked me to make this announcement. It's a reminder. Black Friday, you all know Black Friday. Black Friday, when the Walmart opens at 3 in the morning and then the people are stampeded to death trying to get in. Black Friday has been moved to Thursday.
Perfect. Hi, 28 and the hour. Good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Coming right up, should spouses be in official capacities as they advise presidents and mayors?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over 1 million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Here's today's Both Sides question. Is it a good or bad idea for the spouse of a governor, a mayor, to be in an official capacity as a top advisor?
If I were elected to some office, my wife would be my primary advisor, I'm sure, in many respects. If I was confused about an issue or whatever, I would certainly come home and talk to my wife. However, if a spouse, male or female, takes on, unelected spouse, takes on an official role, where they're actually hands-on in charge of some policy thing, that gets a little tricky.
Turns on the issues that they involve themselves with because they're unelected. So they're doing something like Hillary Care, the fix of the economy. They're going to get into trouble if they're unelected. I wouldn't trust any elected person that didn't turn to his wife or his spouse for advice.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Ray.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguide.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguide.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the Wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguide.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguide.com.
Baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good.
We're remembering things, but they're not particularly funny today. It's Friday, the 22nd of November. JFK killed 50 years ago, and it was a Friday afternoon, too, by the way. That I remember, end of the school week. So we have sort of put aside the discussion of Obamacare, because other than the criticism that we know will still be there on on Monday, for sure.
It's not all going to be working by Monday.
Approval rating. I got a friend of mine who works in the advertising business called me last night and said, did you hear Obama's ratings are down to 36, his approval rating down to 36%. This guy is one of those people who is gleeful
about this.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody that you know well.
Well, here's the thing. I hate to hear people. I think
why do you keep using? You've used that word a lot this hour.
Because what's wrong with it?
It's a horrible word.
You don't like it, but
it's
like
a horrible
it.
Word.
Explains how I don't like, and it hurts my soul.
Okay.
When I hear people rooting for others to fail, I am no fan of what's going on right now.
Uh-huh.
But I wish that he would surprise me. I wish the president would surprise me. I wish he would turn things around, and I wish we could say, "Wow, he did a great job as president," no matter what party he belongs to.
Only good for the country if the president does well.
Yeah, I mean, people have lost the fact that America first.
Well, they've become, that goes back to that conversation
politics
that I was having with about politics and conservative and liberal and how everybody's labeled, and it's nonsense and it's self-defeatist. That's how the bad guys win. That's how they win. And they are winning.
Well, I think politics has become a team sport now. At any cost, we're always either a Republican or we're always a Democrat or we're always whatever we are.
Yeah.
And that's too bad because I think you do lose a lot.
But you know what?
Feel that
that's
way.
Not really the case in the main. As you were informing me earlier how out of touch I am with the desires of people in their 20s or maybe teenagers yell and scream. I mean, I remember yelling and screaming at concerts.
But that was then, and this is now.
Yeah.
So,
we only know our own reality. I mean, you're past the stage where you're going to go and scream like a weirdo for a band. So am I. You and I have that in common. But
I get pretty excited when I see Van Morrison, though, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Or the Moody Blues or any of the... I don't get excited for impersonators.
I love impersonators. They're good. I love good impersonators.
Right. Well, there aren't many of them. I remember Kenny's wedding in Las Vegas, however many years ago it was, all the Elvis impersonators around. And the guy actually that was at your wedding was pretty funny. I mean, he wasn't great, but he was funny. It was funny.
Yeah.
Exactly, you know, what you want in a circumstance when otherwise you'd be so serious because you're getting married. Let's have some fun. All right, anyway. Other things that we are going to forget about today... never mind the political stuff. The filibuster, although I'm not sure a lot of people know that the Senate passed an unprecedented ruling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same kind of thing that happened in the House when Boehner wanted to control everything that was going on. This is what you're getting. The vote that took place yesterday overturns an existing rule that requires a 60-vote majority for the approval of presidential nominees.
Weird. Now it's like 51, right?
Now, a simple majority vote of 51 is required for executive branch and non-Supreme Court nominees, non-Supreme Court
judicial
nominees.
This is so much more dangerous than the news media is letting on.
The vote invoking what is known as the nuclear option, designed to break a logjam on the nominees for President Obama. See, this is another one of these, I'm going to take over the country control
things.
Here's
the keys to the car, and they're going to drive it over the cliff. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well,
there's checks and balances for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, people who say...
By the way, excuse me, Jennifer.
Yeah.
His arrogance suggesting the American people's business is far too important to keep falling prey day after day to Washington politics.
Right.
That's exactly what you're engaging in, pal.
Right.
Now,
this is your job.
But it's not necessarily the job, but the way that is being played by both sides. Again, both sides are the problem. And this doesn't necessarily fix things one way or another, but what it does is allow him to load up whatever, you know, I mean, most presidents have done it, certainly in my memory, and maybe you and Kenny's memory, you can see how they want to load up especially the court system, with people that are their pals, that feel and think the way they do.
Their inner circle. No one will argue with them.
The wrong approach. This should be completely... nonpartisan. The Supreme Court has become, look at the outrageous decisions the Supreme Court has made that are really political. I mean, going back to George Bush's election, and then after that, the Citizens United ruling, and all these other rulings that have been based purely on the politics and not the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are waking up to and understanding, and that's why they have no respect for the government, especially for politicians, because they're all a bunch of hacks trying to take care of themselves and their ilk.
And, you know, I'm so sick of hearing politicians come out and say, well, the House is Republican, and I'm just using Democrats as an example now because there's a Democrat as a president.
Mm.
But the House is Republican and the Senates are Democrats, so I can't get anything done because we're gridlocked. Well, hello, newsflash. This is why our system is set up like it is. There's checks and balances. This is actually a prime example. These are prime conditions for what our forefathers set up for us. They wanted to have a House that is Republican and a Senate that is Democrat so that there would be checks and balances and that there isn't an unfair balance of power. Mm-hmm. And it's like that doesn't even exist anymore. Everybody doesn't even think about that. They want to have an all-Democratic area or an all-Republican area.
It would be much better if it was run by all Democrats. Really?
The art of negotiation and the art of doing things right and that idea of my way or the highway is just, it's very, very dangerous.
Yep. Ugh. Thank you. That's good. Kenny, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, this whole thing, this whole nuclear option that they're calling it, that they to change the filibuster rule is for nominations. This isn't for everything that comes through the Senate.
But these nominees that are being put forth are they deserve to be scrutinized
they're
more
the
than
same,
just a majority
the
of
same
what's
polarizing
in the
characters. As the right would put it, the same kind of polarizing characters that are far politically one direction or another instead of being good jurists. That's all. There shouldn't be any discussion about your political affiliation. There should only be discussion about what you've done so far in your career
to
further law and order. That's it. that other than that, there is no business in these discussions of people in there. There should be no politics, and the people involved that have been nominated should have no political connections to anywhere. That ought to be a law.
Mm-hmm.
None. As we do this, and we regret it every time it happens. Every time we regret it. All right, anyway. Speaking of regrets, there are still moments remaining for you to complain. I think we still have this posted at facebook.com/Good Day Show and at DougStephan.com. The deadline for your comments to the FDA about the regulations, they're due by midnight tonight. And the threat to local farms and fresh food has been extremely well explained in the documentation that we have put up online, Facebook.com, and at the Good Day program. And so you'll understand what the FDA is trying to do. And this isn't coming from me. This is coming from most of the major independent farm organizations all across the country who have looked at these things, and they look at each other and think, are these guys serious? Do they really think they can pull this off without the American people going berserk? And it's pretty much the same kind of arrogance as we're talking about all across the board. We just had the discussion of those people being nominated for various positions that are important. These rules are the same as the people in positions. And there are very simple steps. This does not take a lot of work. It's important for you to be heard if you care about the quality of the food that you're going to be able to get you and your family moving forward. If these rules as proposed go through, I'm telling you as I sit here, it's the end of the family farm era. It's gone in many instances anyway, but the way these people have, in a heavy-handed way, made it very obvious who's controlling the FDA and what they really want for your food supply, what's going to happen to food processors, food hubs. I got a guy who's a friend of mine who is a vegetable. He's a produce guy, and he not only grows hundreds of acres of produce every year, but he supplies restaurants and supermarkets and that sort of thing with a finished product. And because he does that, under the rules that the FDA has put forth, he's going to have to bring potable water and a toilet, one of those Johnnies, to every field that he works or has people out picking any kind of any produce at all. He's going to have to hire, buy, rent one of those Johnny, here's Johnny, what do they call them, those toilet, portable toilet things, put it in the field, and also make sure that they have potable hot and cold water in the field. Do you know what that's going to cost? Plus, it's not necessary. To this point in our history, we've been able to do fine. That isn't the problem, for God's sakes. The problem is that people are spraying things on their on the produce at a point when, first of all, what they're spraying on it shouldn't be done when the plant is growing. And secondly, it shouldn't... you can hear my voice, the frustration. It's just over the top. Ignorance and arrogance. And when I get to these, I look at these things, these very small farms, and how they're defined, and the requirements for verification, $15,000 worth of computer technology to keep records so the government can look at whatever it is that you're doing online. This is the kind of stuff that is being put forth, and the comments that are coming from people, the people that I know, and you're certainly welcome to throw your 2 cents in our direction at 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com, or Facebook.com/Good Day, or Twitter at Good Day Show. I am not overemphasizing this. I am not overdoing this. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, like so many other things, if you don't get yourself involved in this, you are going to rue the day. If you care anything about the food supply, you will rue the day that you didn't do anything. And there are so many things that are just plain not true about the FDA positions on food. For example, the FDA says most death from food poisoning are caused by fresh produce. That's completely false. One of the largest foodborne killers, according to the CDC, is a disease that people acquire from cat feces coming into contact with their food, which can happen in your own house, for God's sakes.
I've got a cat.
Yeah. So. And you could be getting sick. You've got a 7,000.
That's it. That's why I'm sick.
You have a there. Buddy. There you have a 7,000% higher chance of getting that stuff from your cat than
any fresh produce. You've got something pooping in your house.
Of course. Right. Here's another one. The FDA only recalling products it knows to be contaminated. That's completely lying. It means all raw milk will be targeted by the FDA. And as we all know, listening to me, because I sell raw milk on my dairy farm, there's nothing cleaner than the raw milk that I say. And the state certifies that. It's not I'm saying it. The state says it. So you've got all of these things. The 70% of grocery store chickens contaminated with salmonella every day. You know, that's not dealt with in this law, these rules. They're not even looking at the stores. And the fact that they will tell you that it excludes of small farmers is not true either. If you look at the fine print, it's the same as Obamacare. Now that you've looked at this fine print in Obamacare, what do you think, those of you who supported it before? You think it's swell? This is the same stuff. It's exactly the same thing, and it'll multiply and divide more to the ruination. It's almost like these people want to destroy the country. I mean, I don't want to think that that's their motivation, but how could they be so complicit unless they're just plain stupid, which may be the case? I don't know, but I will tell you that I may not be the smartest guy on the block or the dumbest guy on the block, but I can read and I understand motivation. I understand psychology. I get it when I talk to people. I've been talking to people for a living for 35 years. I get their body language. I get what's in their heart and their mind. I can see it. They can smell it. I can taste it. And there's nothing about this that's going to be good for you. Nothing. Nothing. There isn't one thing in these rules that's going to protect you, because it doesn't deal with the big farms. It only goes after the small farms. And those are the farms that Monsanto wants to get rid of. And the number two guy at the FDA is for Monsanto. All right? You figure it out from there. 12 before the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
It's tough not to get a big head with so many fans, but as a Keurig Elite brewing system, I don't have a head. So, problem solved. I solve a lot of problems, so put me on your list. When Kathy wants tea, Johnny wants cocoa, and jumpy Uncle Gus needs a Donut House decaf, you're covered. And you're welcome. I'll be here with a very merry mocha just for you. Up top.
Something missing from your list, like Keurig, Cuisinart, or KitchenAid brands? Get to Kohl's for lots of great savings, because it's all on sale this Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
On Monday night, Glory Spriggs of Henderson, Nevada, was awarded the $1 million grand prize for her original recipe for loaded potato pinwheels at the 46th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest in Las Vegas. This year, finalists were encouraged to create simple, easy-to-make recipes that included 7 ingredients or less.
Winning the Pillsbury Bake Off has truly been a dream come true. From creating my recipe, tasting with friends and family, and the whole experience has been an amazing culinary adventure. I wanted to create a recipe that would appeal to children and adults and had ingredients that the average home chef or cook had already in their pantry or refrigerator.
Spriggs competed against 99 other talented home cooks from around the U.S. in this year's Bake Off contest. You can find the $1 million recipe and all the other finalist recipes at bakeoff.com.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, Doug Steffen. Good Day program, successful radio, not successful enough to declare a cash dividend, but we're still doing okay. Thank you.
Mind Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
On the Doug Staff and Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Doug, as we put aside the discussion of what's going on in our country, mostly the focus on the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, to get into Tech Talk time. And Shelley Palmer joins us every day at this time. We're going to get his report. And then I'm going to give you some ways to engage followers of yours on Facebook. Some ideas put forth by various people who are supposedly experts. I'll ask Kenny whether he agrees with it, because he's my expert. And that's coming up in just a matter of moments. First, though, in a moment, Shelley Palmer is going to talk about Microsoft's newly launched Xbox One for you here on Good Day.
You're as cold as ice.
Not if you've got one of Old Navy's famous frost-free jackets. Just $25 for adults, $19 for kids. This Saturday only. Warm up with frost-free jackets, starting at $19. Plus, take 40% off all outerwear this Friday and Saturday only. Yeah, it's cold, but these prices are hot. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select frost-free jackets this Saturday only in participating stores.
If your family's at the corner of hustle and bustle, you don't have time for a cold to slow you down. So swing by Walgreens for trusted relief of your family's cold and flu symptoms with Tylenol Cold and Children's Tylenol. Sick days are adding up fast, and luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Tablets, 24 count, or just 2 for $12 with your Balance Rewards card. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Microsoft's newest video game system, the Xbox One, is now available in stores throughout the United States and 14 other countries for $499. The Xbox One is priced $100 more than Sony's PlayStation 4, which hit store shelves a week or so ago. The price difference is mainly attributed to Kinect, Microsoft's motion sensing camera. This new and improved version of Kinect is better in every way than the original, which launched midway through the Xbox 360's life and never really caught on. Kinect 2.0 has a better chance to thrive, though, because everyone's going to have it, which will level the playing field for developers. Microsoft's track record leading up to the Xbox One's launch was rocky, as the company flip-flopped on many of its policies surrounding the games and internet connectivity. Fans seem pretty happy now. Well, mostly happy anyway. But these are early days. Will Microsoft win, or will Sony? Follow me on Twitter, at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn what happens.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Someday, I'll wake up on a yacht in the Caribbean. Someday, I'll sell my screenplay and change careers.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, driving the car of your dreams is a lot closer than you think. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Don't wait. It's time to love what you drive. Available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
All right, so let's spend a moment or two on some ways to engage followers. These are, I don't know if they're tricks. I don't even like that word. Tricks of the trade, some people say. Ken Kessler is in charge of our Facebook and basic social media strategy here, and I wonder what you think about some of these ideas that supposedly keeps followers or brings new followers in, and maybe why. Why do we need followers on Facebook anyway, under the circumstances? I give you 10 seconds on that one. Why is it we're all so fanatical on getting people to be part of this movement?
Everybody wants to be famous, and having a Facebook page with lots of followers makes you feel like you are.
Ah, okay. Well, here's a few suggestions anyway. Post regularly. Give your Facebook fans something to look forward to. We do that pretty much every day, don't we?
Yes,
the idea. Mm-hmm. Get your fans involved. Take a page out of Dunkin' Donuts' Fan of the Week promotion and put your fans in the spotlight. I don't know that we do that. That's probably a pretty good idea, isn't it? Some of our Facebook fans. Yeah, why don't we do that? That's a good idea. I'm learning from this myself. The cover photos are supposed to be captivating. Do we have a captivating? We have a photo of me and Charlotte, don't we?
Maybe we'll work on that.
The cover photo is you, Roberta, Jennifer, and Rich.
Much more captivating.
Not you? What happened to you?
He's in there.
Really? Kenny's in the picture?
Aren't you, Ken? You were there.
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, we should get one with you. You were there.
Yeah, we should change that picture. All right, Kenny, change the picture and put your picture in there, the old one that we had. Let's see. What else? There are lots of connections to bloggers. Give people interesting content. I don't know if there's anything new in all of this, but I thought the picture thing was good.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.